Hi guys,
this is Banter with Barry, your favorite podcast here. I didn't say, you guys said it was your favorite podcast, so I'm going to believe you. In case, except you're lying to me. Well, I'll still believe you guys anyways. Your favorite podcast. So, on this episode, we're going to be talking about something really common, something we all will edit countless times. We go on social media, people are crying about it. People are talking about it. They're dropping hot takes. They're dropping think pieces. They're just dropping things every day. Literally every day. Like, as an adult, as a teenager, as a young adult, we've heard it so much. Like, we're probably tired of it, but I'm not. I'm still going to talk about it. And, anyways, we're talking about good old romance. Good old love. Yes, it probably sounds cliche, but yeah, I want to talk about it. Love, romance. No, okay, on this episode, we're not going to be using love, we're going to be using romance, you know, to just give it some spice. Romance instead of love. So when you hear romance, what's talking about is love to me. Yeah, in case you don't get it, it's love, it's romance. Anyways. So, good old romance. So I'm going to be like sharing my own think piece. I mean, people are going to be sharing think piece and Barry doesn't have an opinion. I'm going to be sharing my opinion. So, to share my opinion, I'm going to be using like two main points. So, the first one. But before we go into it, so sometime into the episode I'm going to be giving you guys like a cheat code, literally a cheat code, like for my K-drama lovers. If you're a K-drama lover, you should stay tuned. You should definitely stay tuned. So yeah, let's get into it. The first one is romance. To me, romance is clear, is expressive, is explicit. Like, I hear people, like my friends, people, not even with my friends, random people come online and they be like, oh, they are not sure if this person really likes them. I mean, it does this, it does that, but they still don't know. And I'm like, my good sis or my bro, if you still do not know, like if you still have that room, if there's still room for doubt, then trust me, it's not romance. So like, don't even fall into that trap. I've been there, but I came out stronger. Do you guys get that motivational quote? Anyways, I've been there and I would advise you, like, take it from me that it isn't. If you have room for doubt, if you still feel like, oh, you're not sure, if you still have to go to your friends, talk about it, to know, trust me, it is not romance. Because romance is clear. I wish you guys could see my brain and understand this thing clearly. Romance is clear as day. It is expressive. It is explicit. To me, like, any romance that comes and is not being clear, or you're not telling me how it is or how it should be, I don't know, like, no, go away, like, move, literally, because I can't be stressed. And my good sis, you shouldn't be stressed too, because first things first, for me to see romance and say, okay, this is it, this is romance, you have to have explicitly told me, oh, this is where you stand, this is what you want, this. If it's not explicitly telling you, and this is what you want, this is where you stand, or, and then you assume that it's shy, dear, don't believe it. Don't believe that shit. It needs to be clear, please. I don't know how to, I cannot overemphasize on being clear. You have to be clear. And then, this being clear thing is a two-way thing for me. Let me now share my second way. This one is only the kids part. So, if you try to be clear and you try to be explicit to me, I think you should, you know, you could just randomly get a call one day like, hey babes, so I found this new place and they sell good food. Like, the food is fire. Trust me, I will be there in 5 minutes. If this is food, like food. Me, I love food. So I need you to now relay it to your life. You probably would have communicated some things with this person, like, oh, I like outdoors, I like gifts, I like food, I like to play, I like being in a scene where you can play games, you can do all these fun activities, like outdoor things. Like, you've just been expressive, you've said it as a guy, as a girl, like, oh yeah, I like this kind of stuff. And let's say 3 weeks into it, like the talk here, and then nobody has made a move like, oh okay, let's go and do this, you said you like it, let's do this. Or the babe hasn't said, okay, like, this is restaurant I like, we should probably go and check out the food. I don't know, that's not clear. Like, you guys are being shady as hell, both of you, so you need to get it right, that kind of thing. I mean, even my friends, to friendship, I'm not even talking about romantic friends alone, I'm talking about your friends. Like, also imagine we're friends and we don't go anywhere, like we don't have fun together. Why are we friends? I mean, what are we doing? Except the friendship is like a long distance kind of thing, or let's say your friend is like an extreme introvert. That's the only way I can excuse such behavior. Like, your friends should be loud, they should love you loudly, they should show it, like, please, why are we here, show what you're feeling, thank you. And then, so let me drop that K-drama stuff. So the app is HiTV. Like, you could literally download any K-drama. Like, trust me, it's not just K-drama though. You could watch on there, you could download, and you have like American series also. Not Nigerian series though, but American series, K-drama. Like, it's so good. And it is free. That's like the mind-blowing part of it. It is free, you don't need any form of subscription. Like, who doesn't love some free stuff? Please don't download the app. So the second part is romance is present and it is available. Don't allow anyone to deceive you and tell you that I'm busy, work is now hectic. My dear, the moment you start hearing stuff like work is hectic or I'm busy, please just leave. Okay, that might be extreme, but from that moment, I don't know, I would definitely start giving room. Like, I'll start giving you space, because I don't want to be the one that would end up crying. Everyone is trying to protect themselves out here. Like, the dating scene is bonkers, literally. So you should be protecting yourself too. I'm not about to preach, oh, be the change in the world. Nope. Protect yourself. If he is telling you, oh, he's busy, oh, she's already giving you, oh, I'm busy, work has been a lot. Bro, when we started talking, we didn't have this issue of work. Like, you were working then too. So don't lie to me, that kind of thing. Like, don't believe that shit. Something's already going. Like, it's going already. So be ready, that kind of thing. Be ready, just saying. So these two things are ways that I use to know if this romance is something I want to like fully go into. Like, these are these basic things. Like, I don't want to go into the deep parts. Like, let's just relax, because this episode is for relaxation, that kind of thing. So let's just relax, let's not go too deep. So focus on these two things. If he's present, then yeah, you can go to the next stage. If he's clear, then definitely you want to go, you want to move on, you want to try to see what's there. If he's clear and he's available to me, do you get? So I'm just here dropping bars, giving you guys what you need to go about your life. I know some good sis out there is still going to be in doubt and still stay there. Good luck to you, Shao. I've done my best. I've done what I came to this world to do, which is to help you. But since you don't want to listen, it's fine. It's all good. So this is the end of this episode. We've come to the end of this episode. I hope you guys enjoyed it, because it's just cruise and banter for me. I hope that was what you felt too. Like, I'm not trying to be too serious here. And on the next episode, we're going to be talking about unrequited love. So if you're in a situation where the person you like doesn't like you, or the person, or you know that somebody likes you and you don't like the person, please feel free to share. I'll be attaching my mail to this, so you can just send me a message of your story. I like Amiibo. People that are listening to want to hear Amiibo. And I'll also be sharing my own story of unrequited love. So love you guys. Thank you so much for listening. Bye.